Galen Critty, the first Berkshire District State Representative from North Adams, died Saturday morning at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. The Democrat was first elected in 2010. Her colleagues in the Berkshire delegation, Tricia Farley Bouvier, Paul Mark, and Smitty Pignatelli, are taking it hard.
We're really sad and we're really shocked by this.
Gail was a very hardworking woman. She was very quiet and very gentle, and she always conducted herself with just a special kind of dignity.
We knew something was imminent, but we thought we had a few more days anyways.
Pignatelli of the 4th Berkshire District says Critty had breast cancer.
Very aggressive form of breast cancer that her closest friends we knew about. Just 2 weeks ago on Thursday, Paul, Mark, and I, we took her out to lunch in Boston. We had a wonderful time, and we walked from the State House to the restaurant. We laughed, we joked, we talked politics, we talked family, and we walked back and just shocked. It's a sad day all around on many levels, but from a very personal level, because her and I were friends for well over 35 years, long before politics, and a lot of people lost a colleague. I lost a personal friend.
Before getting into politics, Critty, North Adams born and raised, worked for more than 30 years as a financial manager for her family's business, Critty Sales Company. She jumped into politics, serving 21 years on the North Adams City Council, including a stint as president. Former North Adams Mayor John Barrett says Critty was instrumental in moving forward the bike and pedestrian paths in the Northern Berkshires. She also served on the Berkshire Bike Path Council.
I think that any time that I had an issue to deal with, a thorny one that needed to be looked at very meticulously, she was the ultimate person that I turned to on the city council.
Elected into the House in 2010, she was the first woman to hold the first Berkshire seat and the second woman from Berkshire County in the state legislature. The first was former Governor Jane Swift, and the third, Tricia Farley Bouvier of the 3rd Berkshire District.
And so we doubled the representation in the Berkshire County for women.
Farley Bouvier says Critty constantly stood up for her district.
She made it very clear that if you were coming to her office, it means you were going to talk about the 1st Berkshire District. And that's what she was about. And that's why she was at the State House, was to advocate for her people.
Paul Mark represents the 2nd Berkshire District.
She was never there for spotlight. She never cared about getting recognition or credit.
Critty was the chair of the Joint Committee on Environment, Natural Resources, and Agriculture. But in her district, former State Senator Ben Downing says, it was her leadership that got projects like Massmoca's Building 6 off the ground.
You know, I'm mindful of the fact when I was at Massmoca for the opening just a few weeks back. That was a partnership between us. On the second round of funding, without Gail winning support from leadership, from Chairman Kokot and others, that funding never would have been made possible.
Plans for a special election to fill the seat have not been announced. State Senator Adam Hines hopes the successor has Critty's drive.
You know, she certainly knew that the focus on economic development and the impact of jobs, and, you know, she knew firsthand the transition through her family of mills and the transition of the economy locally. And so she really was, in many ways, also coming into her own with the chairmanship or chairship and in the legislature and the House. And so she's really, we're going to miss that power that she was bringing to the legislature.
North Adams Mayor Richard Alkenbright says Critty was an advocate for everyone in the Northern Berkshires.
Gail knew everybody, but even more importantly, everyone knew Gail.
Critty was 63. Services are set for Thursday in North Adams. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.